This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. A revised plan to develop land at Exit 4 in Randolph is being panned by those who oppose the project. Meanwhile, the District Environmental Commission has rejected opponents' requests to dismiss the developer's application. VPR's Steve Zind has the story.
Last month, the District 3 Environmental Commission told the developer to submit a more compact plan for a large mixed-use project on property that includes primary farmland. The project could ultimately include residential units, offices, light manufacturing, and a visitor center. In all, it would total more than 1.1 million square feet. In comparison, the Taft's Corner development in Williston is about 1 million square feet. This week, developer Jesse Samus submitted a new plan that he says preserves more primary farmland by making some of the development more compact. Attorney Peter Van Oot, who's representing Samus before the Environmental Commission, says under the previous plan, 48% of the primary agricultural land was left undeveloped. He says the revised plan preserves more land.
Now approximately 101 acres or 59% of the primary agricultural soils on the site would be retained for future agricultural use.
In a recent hearing, District 3 Environmental Commission Chairman Tim Taylor expressed concern that even preserved land on the parcel might not be practical to farm because it could be hard to access. Van Oot says the revised plan does more to preserve accessible open swaths of farmland.
These plans further enhance this approach, but from the beginning, the applicant has tried to retain the lands, the agricultural lands that are retained in broad swaths so that whatever's left there after the development can be accessed and effectively utilized for agricultural operations.
Van Oot says while they adequately address the commission's concerns, the revisions aren't significant. On that point, the development's opponents agree.
It changes nothing. It really is just nibbling around the edges is all I can say.
Brian Shoup is executive director of the Vermont Natural Resources Council. VNRC and the Conservation Law Foundation are opposing the development before the commission. The group see it as an important test in the protection of high-quality agricultural land. The developer is requesting permission to preserve farmland elsewhere in exchange for building on some of the agricultural land at Exit 4. Shoup says any Exit 4 plan has to preserve the farmland on-site.
Through a very compact cluster development using innovative site design, and they have not come close to meeting that standard yet. The off-site mitigation is only allowed in very limited circumstances, and they don't meet those conditions.
The District Environmental Commission handed opponents of the project a defeat this week when it rejected their request to dismiss the developer's application. The commission will hold another hearing on the project next month. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.